Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show. Boom, shakalaka boom. You've tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I'm, of course, Clay Edwards. We are live here in the 103.9 FM WYAB studios, pumping out. Well, what are we pumping out? Incendiary content across the airwaves from Flora all the way to wherever you are listening to this right now. You're streaming worldwide at WYAB.com as well as the TuneIn app and Alexa. Just search a WYAB. As you guys know, the live stream is kind of like a concert. It sells out. So sometimes you got to get in early. Sometimes you got to listen to a little bit of Hugh Hewitt to get to the Clay Edwards Show. So I hate that for you. There's a remedy a-coming. There's a remedy a-coming. So stay tuned for that. As always, you can check out the podcast if you miss any of this. Clay Edwards Show. That's all you got to type in. Clay Edwards Show, wherever you download podcasts, stream music, YouTube, and more. Rumble. We're definitely on Rumble. Search my name. You'll find it. Hit subscribe. X at save JXN. Great way to communicate with me and Sean. He's in there. You'll find him. Sean, tell him you're at your Twitter again.
It's ErenSTurk. Aaron S. Turk.
Aaron S. Turk. Eren.
Yeah, that's okay. My middle name's Aaron. Eren.
Was Sean Yurtkaran already taken?
Yeah. I guess I could just. No, I don't know why I just did that. I did. I never really got into Twitter till started doing this with you. So I just, I kind of looked on their sports scores. That was about it.
I'll get in some arguments with people here and there with it, but it was really for me was for show content. It's never been like one of my platforms to spew my message on. I mean, I put my stuff on there,
mm-hmm.
but it's a bunch of politicos and media members all having a wee-wee measuring contest on there.
That's what it seems like.
And that ain't my audience.
Well, I think you and I have talked about this a million times. Like, when you go to the bar and you ask somebody, oh, what's your Twitter? Like, nobody has Twitter that I know, like, that I hang out with or that I talk to, like, except for, me and you do and some other people. But I think your average person is not always on Twitter.
Rewind about 2000, I don't know, man. Let's say 9, 10, if maybe not a little earlier. Right when Twitter first started popping, it was becoming a thing. We were at the Bulldog one night, and I was with a group of us. I wasn't on a date or nothing, but a lady friend was sitting beside me.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy walks up, and she was a rather popular female around here at the time. And he's like, do you tweet?
Oh.
And I was like, this may be, no offense here, this may be the gayest thing I've ever heard anybody ask.
That's like the worst pickup line ever.
Do you tweet?
Do you tweet?
What did you just ask me? Anyway.
He was talking to you, not her.
No, he was talking to her.
Oh, we're talking to her. Okay.
Yeah, he was talking to her. And I'm just thinking, I was like, and now with context and everything over the last 15 years, I know exactly. It's almost not even funny to tell the story anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But rewind, jump in the DeLorean, go back 12, 13 years.
Yeah.
And somebody will also, do you tweet? To me, it sounds like tweak. Am I tweaking? Are you doing speed?
That's almost like that. What's that commercial? Are you gelling?
Are you gelling? What was that? That's the gel in the shoes?
Dr. Scholl's, yeah. I think that's what it was.
All right, Sean. We got Sean Yurtkaran in the studio. If you hadn't figured it out, Sean was out Friday down on the coast having a good time. He is back for the first time in a week. Sean, would you hit like on when I tagged you there so I can find it?
Yeah.
I tagged you thinking I could go back and find the post, realizing I should have sent it to myself. We got a good topic here that we're going to hit this morning concerning. All right, there. Okay, here we go. Got it. All right, so here, this is from X or Twitter, whatever. I promise y'all, at some point we're going to quit saying X and Twitter. Is it anyway? This is from one of the idiot Krasenstein brothers.
Who are the Krasensteins?
They got their whatever notoriety you want to call it from being Trump reply guys.
Oh, okay.
Like Trump's first run, you know, they were set there on go. And every time he posted something, you know how I get notifications, notifications like when somebody posts something, they'd be like one of the first ones to get it with something really dumb and snarky.
Okay.
And they kind of built a following through rage bait. And here they are.
Huh. There you go. That's Twitter. See, my little knowledge of it.
Yeah. And then when Elon monetized creators on Twitter, you know, they were like, oh, now we're making money. Now it's totally rage bait.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I do on TikTok. I mean, I get it. It's not something I'm good at on X yet. You get me monetized on here, I'll be rage baiting.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to play the system.
I have no doubt.
Anyway, check it out here. He says, what's happening in Colombia and other colleges just goes to show us how hypocritical both sides of the aisle are. The right, who has pushed for absolute free speech, now says this isn't free speech. The middle, who has supported protests like these in the past, seem to be against these protests. The far right are calling protesters terrorists while ignoring January 6th. I'd like to know who the people who are ignoring are. Anyway, the far left, who have claimed the anti-abortion protesters should be locked up for blocking health clinics, think that anti-Semites blocking kids from attending college is okay. People are claiming that colleges are run by woke administrations, but when the colleges react and allow police in, those college administrators are attacked as anti-free speech. And he goes, here's a thought. Now, this is just his opinion. He says, life isn't black and white. There are many shades of gray in between. Be your own person instead of feeling as if you have to toe the party line. Actually, I 100% agree.
Yeah, I know. With the tail end of that. Good, I mean, most of the tweet is pretty good. I mean, kind of accurate.
It is. I mean, they have the Krasenstein brothers. They're very left, but they do make sense every now and then. But this is just them trying to create rage bait. But neither here nor there. All that aside, it is a very complex issue, and you and I have talked about this a lot. And I've tried to articulate it on the show, and you know, I come out looking anti-Israel and pro-Islam every time, and it's not my intentions because that's not necessarily what it is. I think this is way more complex than what it looks. And I told my buddy from Yemen the other day, I said, "Man, I understand your plight. The problem is, you have the worst bunch of jackasses in the world as the face of your movement in America, and nobody's getting behind them. Like, even if I have sympathy for the cause, I'm not publicly supporting it because of who publicly supports it here."
You know, I was texting a friend of mine about this the other night, and I just kind of goes to your point. Like, the what bothers me about the Gaza protesters, and I agree that the issue is absolutely complex, and has been complex for thousands of years, but really particularly since 1947.
It's literally a holy war.
Yeah, and I mean, but particularly like in the modern context from like 1947 or 48 till now. And what I was saying is, I wish there was a survey if anybody who's protesting knew anything about the history of the Palestinians and the Israelis prior to October 7th. And I'm wondering what that would be. And what I mean by that is, are they just to use your term, rage protesting, because it looks like the people in Gaza are the, you know, the oppressed, and the Israelis are the oppressors, I guess, for what, you know. Is it based on more of that than it is actual historical knowledge? Because why weren't they protesting this before October the 7th? Now, I understand because, you know, there's all these attacks in Gaza and Israel's running the war, but this has been going on a very long time. I mean, this has been, you know, one of the greatest conflicts in mankind, and you didn't hear anybody say anything about it from these groups of people beforehand. And I understand this, you know, blew up and literally, and, So that's what causes it. But I don't know. I just wonder. I wonder what most of those people sitting out there, what they know about the whole conflict. That's my question, I guess.
Well, based on the Queers for Palestine banner,
there you go.
I'm going to say not much.
That's what I mean. Like, I just feel like they're just, this is an issue that we can, in our time where we can pick the Israelis are the oppressors and the, you know, Palestinians are the oppressed. And it's way more complex than that. I mean, some of that is true. I mean, it's not untrue, but it's just a bigger issue than just to say we are 100% on the, you know, Palestinian side, or we're 100% on the Israeli side. I think, because, I mean, there's just a middle ground here.
Yeah, and I mean, I understand the Israeli side. Like, hey, man, how do we negotiate with people who want to go from the river to the sea?
Absolutely.
They won't negotiate. So, I mean,
yeah, they don't want to. I mean, you know, Hamas can end this. They could surrender. I mean, they could do that. That's an option they've got. So, and I mean, I'm not saying that the Israelis, you know, they're going scorched earth, but part of me kind of understands that, too.
100%. I mean, I've said that here on the show. I get it. I mean, you don't get to attack me and then decide how much revenge I get.
Exactly. I mean, like, remember after 9/11, the next September 12th, I'm sure you said the same thing I said, and everybody else in America was like, let's blow them all up.
Glass them.
Yeah, I mean, everybody felt that way. So I don't know that I, you know, can blame the Israelis for the way they feel and what their response is.
No, what I don't like, Sean, is I don't like this, our government telling us that it's our duty to protect Israel.
Mm-hmm.
That like it's in the Bible that America has to protect Israel.
Yeah, you know, that kind of movement is,
they spin it like that. And I mean, I'm not a historical historian. but America didn't exist, and frankly, neither did Israel, right?
Yeah, I mean the state, yeah,
the current state of Israel.
It was until 1948, I think, 47, 48.
Bible was well off to the printer by then.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't understand how it's our job, why it's our job, our constitutional job, apparently, to protect Israel. And let me, real quick.
Sure.
I've said this before. If you bust open a map and you look at Israel, Gaza, and what's the other part of Palestine?
The West Bank.
West Bank, thank you. That's the equivalent of Mississippi and Idaho deciding to go to war with the rest of America.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of America needing help from the rest of the world to win that war.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Why can't Israel handle their own problem? And now that, frankly, they are, and now everybody don't like it, but we're still sending them money.
Yeah, I mean, we've always sent them money and armed them. I mean, that's kind of what we've been doing for the last 75 years almost.
And they got one of the most badass militaries on earth.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and why are we funding this?
Well, we have. I mean, the reason they've got them is because we funded it for decades. You know,
I get it, but I mean, at some point, it's like welfare. At some point, you got to cut it off.
Yeah, I see your point. I mean, the whole thing is, I mean, you know, the line that we've run since the 50s is, you know, it's a friendly nation in a unstable region, which, you know, has been true. But the interesting thing about that is the Arab countries have started, now they're at the point where, like, well, we're accepting that the Israelis are here. I mean, Saudi Arabia was just about to recognize Israel right before this happened. And Egypt, if you notice, is not, they don't let the Palestinians come in. They got a gate there. I mean, they're not, so they're not hostile with the Israelis anymore either. So, I mean, this thing is kind of getting, you know, worked out in the context of the Arab countries. I think most of the Arab countries don't really care about the Palestinians, to be honest. That's kind of what I've always, you know, read about, and they're not that interested. It's Iranians who are Persians, not Arabs, that are the ones that are prodding this, but they're prodding it because it's messing with us. You know, they're not, it's not because I don't think they love the Palestinians. I think they just know it. Israel's
our,
they don't like us. Yeah.
It's interesting, man. Let's run over just a little bit and put a button on this topic for the day.
Sure.
What do you think about, let's pull it back to the college campuses. Mm-hmm. And we understand that a lot of these people aren't really protesting because it's what they truly believe. Mm-hmm. I mean, magically, these are the same people that get so worked up about every 3 or 4 years to go protest and burn stuff down. Famously, infamously, 4 years ago, it was they were out there for Black Lives.
Yeah.
And now it's Free Palestine. I mean, frankly, Sean, I'm just kind of disappointed that this was the best they could drum up 4 years after Black Lives Matter, is trying to convince all the college youth that Jews are evil and that we must free Palestine here in America. I mean, we're really at the bottom of the barrel if this is what kids on college campuses are fighting about now.
Yeah.
Could you imagine for a second if conservative kids were protesting like this about the open border? How would the media be covering that?
I didn't think about that. That's a pretty good point. Yeah, I mean, you're right. It would be a totally – well, I mean, I think the media's – I mean, that's a good question. What's your take on the media perspective of this? Because I feel like it's very varied. Yeah.
I think it's a complex issue for them in the sense that most of them are ran by Jews.
Yeah, I mean, like
– and when I say Jews, I don't know a better way. They're Jewish, so therefore they're Jews. I'm not using it in the negative condemnation.
Yeah.
Connotation. It's just, if you're Jewish, you're a Jew. If you're whatever, because I know apparently that the phrase "the Jews" is looked upon negatively, and that's not how I'm using it.
Right.
It is fact. A lot of Jewish people run media and entertainment. There's no way of sugarcoating that, and they have been dictating a message for a long time, and now they're conflicted because if they're progressive like your CNN and MSNBCs and those outlets of the world. They are their audience thinks that they're supposed to be free Palestine. And now somehow the Jewish side of the Democrat Party is being pushed out.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's a delicate balance because, you know, you can see President Biden, who was called the Jewish senator since the 70s, you know.
I do not believe that.
Well, I mean, that's what he was, I'm just saying that's what he was referred to as.
He's called himself a lot of things.
Yeah, I don't mean he was, I mean,
we ran through all the fake names he has for himself the other day.
Yeah, I know, I'm just saying, I mean, the Israelis called him that. He was very popular with Israel for the last 50 years. But he got pushed into this now, and I think I told you this the other day off air. He's pushed himself into this position where Netanyahu's kind of hanging around his neck, and he's trying to now placate the Gaza because he's got a problem in Michigan, for one thing, and now he's trying to kind of like play, you know, a middle ground when he's always historically been this huge pro-Israel guy. So it's a very interesting fracture in the Democratic Party for that matter. Now, I don't know that the Republican Party, though, is all 100% Israel either, though.
No,
I don't think they are. I mean, so I think you got fractures in both parties about it. Right. I mean, yeah, I think there's,
but I'm not exchanging that for like, it's not a balance between Israel and Palestine for me.
Mm-hmm.
Let them fight it out and we do business with whoever wins.
I mean, I guess it'd be the easiest way to solve it. You know,
I mean, why aren't we doing that? Let them fight it out. We do business with whoever wins. And that's always my point. Quick question, Sean, should protesters be getting arrested in these college riots protests?
I mean, no.
Like, it's protest and a riot are two different things. Understand?
I mean, if they're causing violence, then yeah. If they're blocking buildings so people can go to school, then yes, I'm fine with that too. I mean, if they're just sitting in like the quad, for lack of a better term, and protesting, I think that's fine. They want to do that, but I mean, I think they're purposely disrupting, you know, the orderly administration of people going to class and whatever else, then they should be.
USC just had to cancel graduation.
Yeah.
And think about that for a second. And I agree with you 100%. We're on the same exact page on this. Think about this for a second. If you were class of 2020, you didn't get to graduate high school.
Yeah.
Now you're class of 2024 in college, and you don't get to graduate because of these nut jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You have now lost. But hey, that's California,
that's
baby.
That's a good point.
That's California.
They missed two graduations.
They missed two graduations.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe the kids in school are like, well, I don't have to go to class, so this is cool. I mean, they may be thinking that too. You got to remember when you were 20 years old.
All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Lindsey Beckham on. Apparently, we've got some pro-pedophile legislators down at the state capitol. I'm not calling them pedophiles. I'm just saying that they are pro-pedophile after they refused to protect our young women with the bathroom law. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Playing politics and risking our little girls' lives, our mothers' lives, our sisters' lives, our wives' lives to play politics. And we're going to call them out. We're going to call them out. We're going to start with Joey Hood. When we get back, we'll have Lindsey Beckham. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Hey, guys, you just heard the Stonington Farm ad there. They are going to be here this Friday. You got today and tomorrow to get your orders in, to get some of that grass-fed, difference. 100% grass-fed, 100% grass-finished, Mississippi-raised, mRNA-free, antibiotic-free, and steroid-free red meat. Beef. Where's the beef? Steinington Farms got the beef. Go to Steinington Farm, the Steinington with two N's, farm.com. And we do have a little special here for you guys. Again, they're going to be in our area, dropping off at three different local places in Florence, Brandon, and Ridgeland this Friday, May 3rd. Here's the special of the month. You get 4 pounds of ground beef and a roast of your choice. Chuck, shoulder, rump, sirloin tip, tri-tip, or eye of round at 10% off. Get together with Miss Katie. That's not too expensive right there. I think it's going to be around $50. Or maybe it's under 50. Anyway, I had to get her on the pricing. But anyway, I just made I did a ground beef stir fry, like a ground beef keto stir fry the other day, Sean.
Sounds pretty good.
I stumbled across it on a video. I was like, I have
Wait
to
a second.
Do that.
You're videoing recipes now?
And it wasn't what I was trying to do.
That's peak 40 status right there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I was actually kind of just trying to get some ideas of, like, if I'm going to do keto again, it's got to be other than just red meat and eggs.
Yeah.
I've got to branch out a little bit because I'll get burned out and won't stick with it. I mean, steak every night sounds great on paper till you eat steak every night.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so ground beef sirloin and ground beef stir fry, it was friggin' awesome. And I, you know, you can put some of that whole creamer stuff in it.
Yeah.
That you make like pasta, you know. Pasta Alfredo sauce out of.
Oh, okay.
Zero carbs and that stuff.
Oh,
I had no idea. So, whipping cream. That's the word I was looking for. Whole whipping cream or whatever. Anyway, it's great.
Neat.
Tons of other things you can do with hamburger meat, obviously, than just make hamburgers. Not that anything's wrong with that. Steinington Farm. Check them out. They'll be up here this Friday. SteiningtonFarm.com. Get your orders in today. Tomorrow is the deadline to get your food Friday. Sean, we've got the Queen of the Damned. we have got Miss Moms for Liberty herself, Lindsay Beckham, on the line on the Mazda of Jackson phone line. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so let's just jump straight in. Lindsay, last night we're sitting around and we start figuring out that for whatever reason, Joey Hood has decided to allow men to use women's restrooms in Mississippi. You want to give us?
It certainly seemed that way.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm just going to say it. I'm going to jump straight to the worst case scenario because that's what we do here. Do not sugarcoat. As far as I'm concerned, it's pro pedophile. What's your thoughts?
I completely agree. So Monday night we had a deadline, and everything that was sent to conference and did not come out of conference at 8 o'clock Monday night died. We were told this was a done deal. This bill was good. We didn't need to make phone calls. We didn't need to make emails. We didn't need to be pushing this. It was done. It was going to pass. It was coming out of conference before the deadline, and it would be signed into law.
Hey, so, circle back real quick, though. Tell people what this bill is. I'm sorry. I jumped straight to the men and women's restroom. That's all I care about.
Yeah, well, this is a bill. It's called the SAFER Act. And what it will do is it will define man, woman, male, female. It will only allow you to use the restroom that you should use according to your birth, what your biological sex at birth. And so this would protect our safe places for women and for girls, our schools, locker rooms, gyms, prisons, shelters. This was going to protect women in the state of Mississippi. And it's one that I've been very passionate about, that I have been following and trying to educate people on this entire legislative session. And, you know, we fully expected this to happen. So Monday at 8 o'clock when this deadline rolls around and our bill is all of a sudden, I mean, we were told up until minutes before the deadline, you're good, you're good, you're good. And they just let it die. They didn't put out a conference report. And, I mean, I have my own speculations on this. I think some politics were involved, and it got caught in the crossfires.
Well, that's what I was going to say. And that's what's even more disgusting about this than anything. It's clear and obvious that there was politics involved because I'm guessing the Senate didn't vote on the Medicaid bill, so it was revenge for that. So we're just going to kill anything.
Allegedly. Allegedly, there is some, and we see this happen at the end of session every single year. There are bills that are held up. They are used as bargaining tools. If you don't do this for us, or if you don't vote this way, we're going to let this bill die. And unfortunately, this year, our bill that will protect girls and protect women in the state of Mississippi that we need right now more than ever because of Biden's outrageous, tyrannical new definitions of Title IX that's going to change everything. This was so needed right now, and they know that. So shame on them. Shame on those legislators who want to put their political agenda before the safety of girls in the state of Mississippi.
Yeah, you stole the thunder right there. I was going to say the same thing. I mean, I think it's disgusting that somehow or another the safety of our little girls in public restrooms is somehow being tied into more Obamacare. You know, Russ Latino had one of the greatest tweets I've seen in a while, and I want to make sure I give credit where credit is due. I've got a screenshot of it here, at least I'm supposed to. I want to read it verbatim. Here it is. The Russ Latino of Magnolia Tribune said this last night. Self-professed conservatives in Mississippi couldn't eliminate the income tax, wouldn't empower parents with school choice, can't tackle diversity, equity, inclusion, a.k.a. DEI, or even protect women. But by gosh, they're going to commit to full Obamacare expansion come hell or high water. Strange. And he hit the nail on the head. Other than him not cussing, I couldn't have said it any better myself.
Well, Clay, as you know, in Mississippi and throughout the legislative session, the rules just don't seem to apply. The rules are suspended all the time. So we're not done. We're not going to take this laying down. We're not going to give up. We've got days left in this session. But we followed their rules. We played by their rules. We've been nice and we've been respectful. And they blindsided us. So I want everyone in the state of Mississippi on the phone calling that Capitol, calling their legislators, emailing their legislators, their senators, their representatives, and let them know to find a way to get this done this session right now. It's needed more than ever.
Yeah, I mean, just at the end of the day, find Joey Hood's contact information and just ask him, Joey.
I'll post it. I've got his cell phone number. I will post it. I've got his office number. I've got his email. And I'll share it to your page and to your group. And I mean, we just need everyone calling and letting them know that this is not okay.
If you see Joey Hood, or if you're we're gonna give Joey Hood's cell phone number out here on the show. If you call Joey Hood, just ask him, why is he pro pedophile? Why does he want our little girls being raped in the bathroom by trans nut jobs? I just want to know.
This is common sense. It's common sense. It shouldn't be this difficult in a super Republican majority red state in the Bible Belt. It shouldn't be this difficult to get common sense conservative legislation through during session.
Look, Lindsay, we're not a conservative state.
They like to say we are.
We're not. We're a lot of white liberals down there playing conservative, and right. It's disgusting. You got Joey's cell phone number in front of you?
I don't have it in front of me, but I will. I'll text it to you.
All right.
When we hang up.
All right. Thanks. Lindsay Beckham, keep doing what you do. Yeah. Keep us posted.
Absolutely. If anybody has any information or any women's groups want to get involved and get on board and help us get this done, my email is lindsay@momsforliberty.org. You can find me on Facebook. Reach out. Let us know. Anything that could help us get this done in the next few days. You know, we don't care who gets the credit, and we don't care what's happened. We just want to get it done.
Thanks, Lindsay.
All right. Thanks, Clay.
I mean, I don't mean to be hyperbolic, but I don't think I'm being hyperbolic. I think sometimes you just got to take it straight to the worst case scenario and say, why do you want this to happen? And why are you playing politics with our little girls' lives? And if you want to take it past, maybe you don't have a daughter, so you can't relate to that. Playing politics with your mom's lives, your sisters, your wives. Maybe you're a female listening. Your life. Why are we playing politics with a bunch of mentally ill people who can't even figure out what gender they are And you know what's that? I'm really not even talking about them. I'm talking about the nut jobs who are going to take advantage of being able to legally go in there and do it. Like, there's guys that look just like Sean and I. 5 o'clock shadows, beards, muscles. They just are sickos. They're like, don't assume my gender.
You're not wrong about that part. There's,
you know, and they're going to wander their butts in there.
Yeah.
It's ma'am. It's ma'am. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. We got Sean Yurkron, Clay Edwards, WYAB. Breaking rules when necessary. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. We are rule breaking this morning.
yeah.
This segment brought to you by my friends over at Reliable Rental Equipment. Guys, if you need any rental equipment this week, get by. See Reddy, Teddy, McRaney, and the team over there on Meadowbrook Road. I always want to call it Meadowbrook Drive. I guess I'm Meadowbrook Road. Either way, you know what I'm talking about. Right there at the corner of North State, Meadowbrook. Reliable rental equipment, everything from a weed eater all the way up to a bulldozer and everything in between, generators, outdoor, gas-powered outdoor Taylor lighting solutions, and much, much more. And, of course, they are your home for rollback dumpster service here in Central Mississippi. Always got some type of special going on rollback dumpsters. Check them out today, ReliableRentalEquipment.com. Hit up Reddy Teddy McRaney and let him get you taken care of today. Sean, let's jump straight back in.
Okay.
So we got a text. Remain nameless, but it just says this. This is concerning what we just got through talking about. And it says, this is what I heard about the SAFER Act. So Hood did not kill it. He had signed conference report that included the original Senate language, and Bryce refused to sign it. Senate refused to include the cause of action language that gave real penalties against the perverts. And look, first off, thank you for the text, but first off, there's already penalties for rape.
Yeah,
we don't need additional penalties. This is what should just be a common sense. Show us that we got some damn common sense down there.
Mm-hmm.
And just do this. I mean, because penalties or no penalties for catching a man in a woman's restroom, voyeurism for all I care. We don't have potty police anyway. We're not ever really going to catch anybody in there. But now what you're doing is you're empowering the perverts that want to go in there. Because, hey, now I'm protected.
Mm-hmm.
When has any law had to make common sense that's come out of the Capitol?
Yeah.
We want to start with this one?
I wonder who is the, if they did pass it, who's the police on it, right? Who's guarding that?
Yeah, I mean,
who's gonna make the arrest? Is Capitol Police can go in there and like just bust them?
Are we putting a phone in everyone like an emergency red button?
Like, I don't know.
Probably should be. You know, is it enforceable in private property? Or is it just at like Mississippi public buildings, rest stops, etc.?
Yeah, I mean, and you know what's called? Wouldn't it kind of suck to be the cop that like wrote that ticket? Kind of like, is this what I've been demoted to, right? Ticket.
Those would be the ones I'd be the most fired up about. We're going back in the bathroom and have a little talk, buddy. Let's take a call on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Hey, you're on there.
What's going on this morning, gentlemen?
Hey, brother.
Morning.
Hey, I talked to a guy yesterday. Yeah, he lives in Louisiana, and they sent a letter home with his daughter that they're going to have it in the schools for them to use it.
But I missed the first part of that. You say all that again.
I'm in Louisiana. And his daughter come home with a letter from school saying that they're going to let that go to the bathrooms at the schools now.
Yeah. Yep.
So I guess Mississippi is just trying to keep in line with Louisiana.
It's disgusting. I don't know what to do with these people.
But, I mean, why don't you just make a unisex bathroom? Go that one. That's your own special bathroom.
Well, the
just made for you. You know, like some buildings, they have those.
Sure. I mean, I own nightclubs that had a unisex bathroom. Mm-hmm. There are bars I go to now that have a unisex bath. They have two unisex bathrooms, and it just kind of depends on people being clean after themselves. I don't think anybody cares about a unisex bathroom as long as it's a single shooter. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's when they start letting men. I can't believe we're still arguing about this in 2024. As I sit here and I'm running through this in my head, I can't believe in 2024 we're still having a conversation about men and women's restroom, and somehow it not just it, the adults in the room not standing up and saying, what the hell is going on here?
I don't know, this country. It's like the rioters up there in California. I think they should just throw some more bats out there and let them head at it.
Yep. Chris.
All right, y'all keep them straight out there, Clay.
Appreciate you, brother.
Perfect.
Like, at some point, there's going to be blood on somebody's hands.
You know, and I know we talk about this a lot. Like, it is a common sense issue, I think, you know, that most people agree with. And I'm talking about right and left. There's just very loud voices on the left that are pushing this, right? I mean, you can see that even with that Title IX stuff Lindsay was talking about. But I think, you know, most of a lot of Democrats I talk to, especially, like, you know, I was telling you on break, like, my African-American friends are the most against it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I think most – it's one of the situations where, like, we all get it, but the people that need to say – everybody needs to say stop it. And I'm actually going to throw this on the left more than anything else, like people that are Democrats too that need to say, okay, come on. This is a little stupid. Like, I mean, how stupid is reach this point in society where we're just like, this is okay. Now, I did talk to Lindsay about the bill, and I talked to you about this before the show. My only issue, I think they were talking about, they were going to work this out in conference. I think if you have actually gone through the surgery, you know, like you pulled out the pee-pee saw, like you're committed, you know what I mean? Then maybe you can make an exception for that situation. But, you know, other than that, I mean, if you've got all your equipment, I think you need to use your assigned bathroom.
I disagree with that, but I'll say this caveat there. If you're committed to living your life as a woman and looks and everything, there's not exactly, again, the pee-pee police, the potty police checking.
Right.
You know, that is what it is. You've had that forever. You're still going to have that. I'm sure there's been men that look like women using the women's restroom for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessarily what we're talking about here.
Right.
This is not empowering nut jobs and not having something to say, you can't do this. You can't be in here. Let's take a call real quick. Hey, Derek, I hate to cut short, but we've got about a minute before our break, brother.
I just wanted to say real quick, we should be more worried than ever that all this is happening, especially if Mississippi is contemplating, because every great society that came before this one became somehow obsessed with gender and sex before they failed. That's all I had to say, Clark.
Great call, brother. Thank you. He's 100% right. If Mississippi should be the last line of defense for nonsense like this.
Yeah. It was an easy bill to pass. Like I said, I think they could have. And even like I talked to Lindsay about it, they were talking about what my issue with it, with the, you know, being committed and actually gone through the procedure. I think they may have worked that out in conference, or they were going to be able to work that out. So if you have all that in there, I think, you know, it really is nonsensical not just to pass it.
I want y'all to let this soak in real quick. They were able to agree to ban squatted trucks this session. They could not come together to keep men out of the women's restroom. It is time for a wholesale change down there. Next time up, vote for whoever the other person is. Let's take a break. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, top of hour two, we're going to shift gears. And we got a couple different topics we want to hit, mainly marijuana.
Yeah. My favorite topic.
Well, you know, Sean, it's a political football. It's kind of like Medicaid, this Medicaid expansion in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Trump dropped the ball, not decriminalizing or reclassifying, however you want to look at it, marijuana in 2020 on his way out. Because it might not have been on his way out if he had done it. And then, of course, the Democrats get handed a free vote coupon here.
Yeah.
And of course they weren't going to do it prior to this year, because you're doing a terrible job. You have no political capital right now. You have nothing to run on. So, hey, let's pander to the blacks. And that's what this is. Make no mistake about it. I don't care how many white people, Mexicans, Chinese, all that are pro-marijuana.
Oh, no, man. He's pandering to me, dude. I'm being honest with you.
This is pandering to the blacks. And it ain't just the marijuana. They also decided not to pursue their ban on menthol cigarettes.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what that is. It's a pander to the blacks.
I did read that about the menthol cigarettes, and that it said like 80% of African Americans smoke menthol cigarettes or some figure.
Well,
like
yeah,
that.
The black delegation in Washington said this is a bad idea.
Okay,
and just the fact that I read a whole article about it. Look, we're gonna hit this when we come back.
Okay,
that's what we're gonna talk about. Stay tuned. This is the Clay Edwards Show with Sean Yerkeron on WYAB. Award-winning podcaster, Jackson Free Press, award-winning podcaster. You know they wish they could take that award.
I was about to say, you got an award from the Jackson Free Press?
It was people voted.
Oh, okay.
It was people voted.
They didn't rig it? I mean, I'm thinking of rigging.
They took the category off the list.
So they did rig it, I guess, kind of.
Yeah, people were not allowed to vote on best podcast again.
Did you get taken off the ballot? Like, that's what that sounds like.
Pretty much. It's like, we're just not going to have a president. Okay. There was nobody else in Jackson doing podcasts. There was a little bit. I won. They quit doing them. Now there's a bunch of podcasts around here. They should bring it back. I mean, I'll remove myself from it. I would like to see who won. But, again, award-winning podcaster. Maybe award-winning radio host one day. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, speaking about Russ, I mean, I think you need, you know, the top 50 list, right?
I mean, seeing some of the people that made it, my resume checks out.
Yeah.
My resume checks out. Hi, speaking of resumes, guys, are you, who do we want to talk about? Oh, me. Let's do my ad read. Hey, Clay Buys Cars. ClayBuysCars.com. Guys, you're selling your vehicle. Doesn't matter how old it is. Doesn't matter how many miles it has. Doesn't matter how new it is. Got you covered, man. Write you a check today if everything checks out and everything's agreed on. You got to send me pictures. Go to claybuyscars.com. My text message phone line is there. My email. You got to have some pictures. Got to have the VIN number, the miles. If you got to pay off, I need that. I need all that. Just like you're trading in somewhere. I need that much information to get you a number. I mean, I don't guess I necessarily need your payoff, but we will at some point. You know, if you want to play a little poker and, you know, all that, I get it. But we'll definitely need that at some point to make sure the money's right on the payoff thing. But, again, don't deal with crazy people on social media. Deal with me. I'm not writing you a bad check. None of that stuff. I'm not getting you a counterfeit check. I'm not meeting you at a random gas station and robbing you, or worse. I'm going to write you a check for your vehicle. It's that simple. Today, local check that you can go cash today. ClayBuysCars.com. Craigslist crazies, marketplace maniacs. I invented the line. Holler at me. Sean.
Marijuana,
man. So I'm sitting at the house yesterday and I get this breaking 911 post. And first person I sent it to was Mike Watkins.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was like, I'm sitting there. I was like,
he loves that stuff. Right?
I was like, am I the first person to get this? Like, Mike Watkins, he's like, man, you're making me cry.
Was he?
Yeah, he's like, you're making me cry. And it was just that they're going to reclassify. They never said decriminalize, but it's basically, yeah, when you pull it down to the same category as Tylenol and testosterone, you're decriminalizing it.
And I think anabolic steroids, which, I mean, you know, that's basically legal.
Well, you know, they said that, but they also lumped it in with Tylenol. I can walk in a store and buy Tylenol. Is there a Tylenol I'm not aware of? I mean, I know Tylenol 3.
I don't know. I read
the NBC article said classify in the same classification as Tylenol and steroids.
Yeah, like, steroids I saw. I didn't see the Tylenol thing, though.
Yeah, it's on the NBC
header
thing. Anyway, that aside, I mean, this really opens the door, doesn't it?
For eventual
adult use recreational.
I think so. I mean, I think that's where we're headed. I think everybody knows that's where we're headed, you know, at this point. I think it's where we should be headed. I mean, in my personal opinion. It's all the other states have not, it's not destroyed, you know, civilizations that have legalize this in other states. And I forget how many states is it? Do you know off the top of your head?
What I would like, no, I don't. What I would like to see is destroy the black market. Because right now, it's too expensive.
100%.
From what I've told, I don't know personally, but that's the number one thing I keep hearing is how expensive it is because they're not able to write off their business expenses.
Well, also, I think a lot of people are, they have kind of dug deep in this because, my sister lives in Colorado, and every time I'm out there, I'll go in there to the marijuana store and buy some edibles or whatever I'm gonna buy. And it's so much cheaper there for the same number of edibles you're going to buy. But here it's like, 40% more. And I've asked around about it, and apparently people are trying to recoup their investment costs, and so like the price is elevated. That's one of the factors. I'm sure Mike would actually know that, answer that exactly why that is. But there is a clear price difference, which, of course, then has made the black market even more popular because it's so much cheaper on the street, and you can go to the marijuana store and get it.
Yeah, so I think if you can – whatever you can eliminate the black market – and you eliminate a lot of unnecessary nonsense that goes along with the black market, the war on drugs, all the fallout of that. Sean, you being a former prosecutor,
yeah.
I don't know if we've ever had anything like this. I'm sure laws have changed where things become legal that were once illegal.
Sure.
Does this change any? Do people have a chance to get convictions overturned?
They were talking.
Get released from jail. They're currently serving federal time for, I guess, marijuana distribution. Even though it would still be from a tax side, if you're selling drugs, you're not paying taxes. So you got a tax evasion of sorts there. I don't know if they ever prosecute that, but you can make the argument. I'm just curious.
Well, I heard real briefly on the news that they were talking about like maybe expunging convictions. I don't know. I haven't dug deeply enough to what the legal consequences are going to be yet. I think what you're going to see, though, is kind of what you see in Jackson about this, and this is actually a positive thing about it, I think. Now that marijuana is medically legal in the state, people are not prosecuting people for, having an ounce of weed. Nobody's going to do that. Maybe
in Hines County.
In Hines County. I know. I don't know in the, rural counties what they do, but so, you're not, it's kind of gone like it's basically legal for everybody, essentially. Because, when you legalize for medical purposes, I'm just speaking for being a prosecutor before, like somebody's got, a few ounces. I'm like, I don't care. It's just, if you're over there, I'm sure if you're the DA's office in Hines County right now and somebody is arrested for that, you're like, whatever.
Why is this on
my docket? I don't need this. This is stupid. You're prosecuting something like that. You look at so many other states that it's legal too. And, somebody goes to jail here and they don't go to jail in Colorado. I know that doesn't, state laws are different, but it's just, there's a whole movement in the country. Let's just end the stupidity behind this, I think, is what's important. And it just needs to be recreational nationwide.
I agree. Or at least send it back to the states and let them make, just like abortion, let them make their call.
And I'm fine with that, too. And I think most states are going to – I think we'd have the votes here to do it. We saw what happened during when medical was up. And then talk about getting something stolen. That was a funny one. That went on and it passed here. And then the Supreme Court – reversed it, right? Remember that? Mm-hmm. And I remember talking to some random people, and these are like old country guys, right? And like people you wouldn't think that, I don't even know if they were into marijuana or whatever, but they would be like, they were just mad that like their vote got stolen.
Yeah.
They were like really upset. I just talked to these like older guys all the time, and they're just like, man, the Supreme Court stole our vote, And I'm like, I don't know, these guys even smoke pot. They just were mad that like 70% or whatever the number was, the public had voted for something. And then,
74%
was it. And then a little cabal got it overturned, and because of, I think it was the initiative process, that's the reason we have that issue right now.
Yeah, it was Mayor Mary's lawsuit kicked it off, and then the initiative process. It was just a trickle-down effect of nonsense. They've yet to fix the initiative process.
Right.
But, again, neither here nor there. Here's one of the most interesting things, and I didn't even mention this in my video yesterday that I made. What this will do is, unless they figure out a way to screw it up, never underestimate the power of government to screw something up. See no further than the women's restroom situation in Jackson. When I say in Jackson, I'm referring to the Capitol, down at the Capitol. You should be able to fight by a dang firearm. And you should be able to have a firearm license. You should be able to have marijuana, the devil's lettuce, and a firearm.
Yeah.
We could finally put that conversation to bed.
Yeah, is that what's going to happen now? Isn't there a federal? I would get some of these people in marijuana stores told me this. I don't even know this. You know, it's a legal issue, but it's like the you can't have a gun and have a medicinal card. Is that correct? Or you can't buy another firearm or something? The gun people will text in and let me know. But
you can have a medical marijuana card and go buy all the guns you want on the private market.
Gotcha.
You cannot have a medical. Okay, it's not even that you can't have a medical marijuana card. You get asked on the test.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a drug addict of some sort?
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through this a million times. I can't believe I can't remember the exact language at this point. We've done hours and hours and hours of radio shows about this when we had Kelly's Greens and them on here.
Yeah.
Yeah, amongst others. It's allowed in the state. It's not allowed federally. People in the state are worried about getting medical marijuana cards, then get pulled over with a firearm, say, like, on the Natchez Trace.
Uh-huh.
And because that's federal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're caught, you got a firearm and marijuana.
With drugs, yeah.
Yeah. But the state law, if I remember correctly, it's not illegal.
Okay.
And state kind of trumps federal. Well, you would know how that works.
No, I mean, feds would. I mean, they could still prosecute it because there's, you know, yeah. But.
But they're not going.
They're
to.
Not. Yeah, probably not. I don't.
Not this administration.
I haven't heard of anybody getting. Yeah. Maybe I'm sure there'd be an article about that. But
so there's been some lawsuits and stuff that coming out of the Ninth District.
Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
That's California.
Which one's down in New Orleans?
Fifth Circuit.
Fifth Circuit. There's been a decision out of there could change all that without the decriminalization or reclassification. It's very complicated, obviously. It shouldn't be. Unfortunately, it is. But I would think with this being reclassified, it should be a game changer for everybody involved on the federal level because then it opens them up for banking. It opens you up.
Banking's a big issue, right? A
huge issue. It opens them up for cross-state distribution.
What are they doing in Mississippi for banking for the medical shops? Because I've talked to Colorado when I'm out there. And talk to those guys, and it's an issue, you know. And they were trying to create at one time a state bank of Colorado, but that didn't work because of certain federal issues. And the so what you'd see is they would have like duffel bags for cash.
Yeah,
and,
I mean basically like the scene from Breaking Bad, where they're having to put cash in walls.
That's
and
what yeah, and then they'd put them in safety deposit boxes, and and then they'd pay their taxes in cash. You know, it's really I really read a lot about that when I was out there. It's really interesting. I just didn't. Is that what they're doing here?
I don't know. Well, I mean, that's a federal thing. I mean, it's not a Colorado law that's making them do that. It's the federal law because the FDIC insured banks can't take the marijuana money.
Right, right. So, I knew that. That's what I'm saying. Like, what's going on with the medical shops in this state? Are they doing, is that the same thing that's happening? Everybody's walking out with duffel bags full of cash, or
we got a text here on the Guns and Gear text line. It says ATMS is the dispensaries is how they manage it. So I'll have to look into that. I'm not sure what ATMS stands for. So we'll see, man. It's going to be very interesting how all this works. Somebody says you can buy one from a gun store. I mean, you can have the medical marijuana card and then go buy one, but then you put yourself in the situation of you have to lie on that document. About being an addict. The document asked the wrong question.
Are you an addict if you have a medical card, though, or are you just a user?
No, but it's a weird language that puts you into a situation where if you just mark yes that you've used marijuana, they deem that as like being an addict. I had to go back and look. I don't want to sound stupid here. I've done this a million times. I should remember. I don't have a medical marijuana card. I have no intention of getting a medical marijuana card. I have no intention on buying recreational marijuana.
Oh.
It's just not my thing. But I support it being your thing because I don't want the things that I like taken from me.
Yeah, like Kratom, right?
Like Kratom. I will fight fights that don't involve me because at some point it's going to involve me and I'm going to want your help.
You know, I always feel like in 50 years, they're going to look back at us and be like, marijuana was illegal and people went to jail for this? It's like, it's just going to be stupid. I mean, kind of like we look at prohibition now. Like, alcohol was illegal for all those years and it caused all those problems. And now it's like, people went to jail for alcohol?
Yeah. Well, there's drug dealers that need to go to jail.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, regardless of what, I mean, some people are just absolute animals. And,
right.
And their drugs is just how they're making their money.
Mm-hmm.
But they're absolute animals. I mean, you know this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, those people need to go to jail for, it's like I said, with medical marijuana. Okay. Maybe it may be legal now, but that doesn't allow you to drive under the influence.
No. You mean times I had that conversation with people that ask me about that where they're like, well, I mean, it's legal. I'm like, yes, so's alcohol, and you can't drive drunk.
It's also this. One of the things you see all the time under these news reports of drug bust, marijuana is legal now. It still ain't. It's still illegal to illegally sell drugs.
You can't sell it. You have a medical card. You can't go on the street and start selling it.
Just like, okay, well, you got pulled over with your nug, with your ounce, whatever it is you get. Not the 5 pounds of pot in the back that you're going to sell.
That begs a question now that we're talking about that. Let me ask you this, and I'm conflicted on it, and I have been for years. Would you legalize all drugs?
You know, Mike Madison is a proponent of legalizing all drugs. I've heard the argument, man. I've been on the other side of some really bad drugs that have no business being legalized.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to ever legalize methamphetamine and crack or heroin.
Mm-hmm.
What they should have done is not gone full tilt on this war on opioids, because it has created the most unintended consequences ever with fentanyl.
And heroin, too.
They should have just left that alone and understand that people are going to do what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Kept it regulated and allowed doctors to actually write pain medicine. However, that was one of Trump's – a decision I disagreed with Trump on was just this all-out war on opioids. And I don't know, man. I mean, yeah, to answer your question – marijuana, sure. I don't know. Pain, some type of opioid, manageable opioid that keeps people from being criminals.
Yeah.
Sure. Hardcore amphetamines, cocaine, no, I just don't. You know, people will abuse it.
Yeah.
Which
I mean,
I guess I sound like a hypocrite there.
I mean,
but I've seen the bad.
Yeah. No, I respect that too. I'm just do you think it would, more people would use it, I guess, is a good question, if, like, those kinds of hard drugs, if it were legal. Right? Do you think that would create that kind of an issue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a hard answer. I know. That's why I'm saying I'm conflicted about it a lot of times.
More people would try it.
Yeah.
Now, and then it's rather addictive once you feel that speed going through your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's your fork.
Right.
I'd be lying if I said otherwise. And then you spend the rest of the time wanting to feel that way again, and you never feel that way again.
Sure.
I mean, not till you've had some sleep and ate and hit the reset button.
100%.
You know, and that's the problem is you spend the next 3 days, 4 days chasing that purple dragon.
Right.
And, then until you just crash.
Yeah.
And, no, I don't, I don't think that should be legal. I just think we know we got enough of a sample size of the consequences and repercussions of that.
Yeah, I mean, I lean that way with you, like that, because of those consequences with those types of drugs. Because
it's not a gateway to nothing but hell.
Yeah,
at least you could play the gateway drug argument on some of the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when I can walk in and buy a gram of meth, over the counter somewhere, there's consequences and repercussions to that. And I mean, obviously, sure, it would be medical grade. I guess it wouldn't have battery acid or whatever. Yeah, but and some people make the argument, and Lane just texts and says, yeah, they already do. It's called Adderall.
Yeah.
Different. I've done both. Adderall is a gateway drug to methamphetamine. I'm just going to tell you 100%. No ifs, ands, no buts about it. I know way too many people who started on the Adderall.
Mm-hmm.
And found their way on the meth. It's just a transition. We got to take a break. We got Sean York around here in the studio. The gun's in your text line. I got all your texts. You will read some of them. 769-241-1944. Phone line. Chime in. Let us know, what do you think? Mazda Jackson phone line. 601-879-0002. We'll be right back. To the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by our friends over at Mazda of Jackson. Guys, get a free powertrain warranty, lifetime powertrain warranty with every purchase, as well as a 43-inch flat screen TV. And is today May 1st?
It's going to be May. Yeah.
It's May 1st. I'm not sure if I've got the current APR special.
It's May 1st.
I'll leave those out. But anyway, get over there, man. Check them out. Locally owned, locally operated. I say it every time, but the two owners, married couple, the car family. They sit on the sales desk. They are the sales managers. They work these deals. You know, you're dealing directly with the owner. You got some great sales staff over there. And you're getting a free TV and a limited lifetime powertrain warranty with your purchases. And it's and the reliability, dependability, and resale value of Mazda. I mean, Mazda's been making great vehicles for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Get by there. Check out that new CX-90. If you're looking for a luxury SUV, I don't want to say on a budget, but on a budget, you know, you don't want to go spend $70,000, $80,000. Get over there to Mazda Jackson. Check out one that you can get for without breaking the bank. New vehicles have gotten so expensive, but they try to save you a little bit of pain and suffering over there at Mazda of Jackson. I say, man, just lots, so much to be said for dealing with these locally owned dealerships. Some of these new dealerships, Sean.
Yeah.
Not all of them. There's a few great locally owned new car franchises still here in Central Mississippi. But, man, so many of them have been co-opted and bought out by these big chains.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't even realize it because they've kept the same name.
Yeah, which is smart.
Yeah, definitely, unless you go to work there.
Yeah, you know that better than me. Yeah.
But Mazda Jackson, again, locally owned. I didn't know that until I went over there and got to talking with them. And
They are locally owned.
I thought the cute little married couple in the ads were actors. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize they were actually the owners, and they're sitting there.
Oh, okay.
And they're on the desk, and Chris and Cassandra.
That's awesome.
Is it Cassandra? Cassidy, I think. Anyway, let me make sure I get to say her name right. I don't want to be rude like that. I got it written down here. Cassidy, I'm sorry, not Cassandra. Cassidy. Chris and Cassidy Carr. Good folks, man. And they give their phone number out to every customer. So if you got any complaints or just any questions, everything ain't got to be a complaint. Any question, man, you can go straight to the owner. No middleman talk to. All right, Sean. Let's read some Guns and Gear text here, man. The guys have been on fire this morning. Girls, these may be a little out of context. Josh says, wonder why they couldn't define a gender, but could define they didn't like the flag and it, out of all things, needed to be changed. I'm not going down the flag thing again, but I get it. I've said it before, I'll say it again. If the flag had been put on the ballot, I would have voted to change it. I would not have voted for the one we have, but just to a yes or no, I would have voted to change it. That's just my opinion. We won. We held out longer than everybody. And look at, you know, and people say, well, I thought all this business was coming after, you know, that's the argument, right, Sean?
Yeah.
I thought all this business was coming, all this industry was coming after we changed it. It has.
Amazon?
Well, yeah, and I mean, just and multiple other things.
Yeah.
I mean, the golden triangle, isn't that what it's called up there? It's about to be completely redefined.
Yeah.
You know, now granted, a lot of corporate welfare going into these, but that's everywhere. It ain't just here. I mean, that's if you want these big developments now, you got to pull your britches down. Unfortunately, that's just the way it works. I mean, states that aren't doing it are losing them. California, losing lots and lots of industry. Texas, gaining. Mississippi, finally, gaining.
Yeah, I'm glad, you know, I'm glad we didn't. We're getting that. I also think it was the right thing to do. So,
yep.
Right.
I mean, this is common sense.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you can still buy the flag. You can still fly the flag. Nobody's stopping you. Most of the people upset about it didn't even own a flag.
Yep.
And it was just, it's like the bathroom argument for me. It's just something else that doesn't truly – the bathroom affects our day-to-day lives.
Mm-hmm.
The flag doesn't. It does not affect your day-to-day life. I mean, you may have pride in it. You may have all that. I know I got a conservative audience here, and I'm probably alienating some people, but I ain't going to lie. Now, I might be wrong, but this is how I feel anyway. I've not the first time I've told you all that. It just is what it is. Unknown texter, a bottle of Adderall – list it to be amphetamine salts. It says loud and clear what it really is. I just want to say that there's a difference in amphetamine and methamphetamine.
Yeah.
But amphetamine is still, it ain't good. I know a lot of our kids are on it. It's ADD medicine. You know, I'm pretty sure I'm ADD. But they didn't have a medicine for it when I was a kid. They put you on Ritalin if you were too wild.
Yeah. Adderall came out, I guess, in my late teens. I noticed all my friends started doing it. And, you know, every time I've done it, let's put it that way, I'm glad I don't have a prescription for this because this stuff's pretty addictive.
It is. Yeah.
Rich.
I'm gonna. I've taken one or two before.
300.
They serve their purpose.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like ironing my bed sheets like I was back in the Marines or something. You know, like what do I do?
I'm so productive today. Yeah, they used to call them Mama's Little Helpers.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Oh, Daddy's Little Helper. All right, look, Anonymous says there is no way the hardcore drug should be legalized. The problem with legalizing any of these is that you've got to have enough police force to get them off the streets when they get into a vehicle, because they then become a danger to other people. I also disagree because people would go to work and be expected to function in the job, but they're not functioning at 100% because they are addicted to those two things. Absolutely would happen. You make great points there. I'm not telling you you're wrong, but we already deal with that.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not saying I disagree either with what he's saying. There's a lot of things that would happen like that. We have alcoholics, you know, and alcohol is, to me, is just as detrimental as any of these drugs, it can do to you and what it does to tons of people.
And in the workplace, in a private business, you can still dictate what people are allowed to and not allowed to have in their system.
Yeah, I mean, if you show up to work drunk, you're probably going to get fired.
Yeah,
I mean,
like medical marijuana, no. A lot of places still don't allow you to test hot for medical license or not. You can't come to work and operate heavy equipment and have medical marijuana in your system. And a lot of it's just other stuff.
Yeah.
If my memory serves me correct, state of Mississippi, you still got to pass a drug test to work for the state of Mississippi. You can't have a medical marijuana license. Well, you can have the license, but you can't work for the state unless they've changed this and failed a drug test. Like, you can't be a cop and smoke pot.
Yeah, I mean, I think I know my sister tells me she can't, even though it's recreational in Colorado because she's a nurse.
Yeah.
She's not able to, but I don't know if that would apply if she had a medical card. I don't have to look into that. I'm not sure.
Just use that same concept for alcohol. You can't show up to work drunk.
No, I mean, you can't. And how many people have, right? So,
The only drug I think you could maybe sneak by on would maybe be, y'all going to think I'm crazy here, the first day of meth.
Yeah.
You know, you're just super duper productive. You're getting a bunch of stuff done.
Like, this is the greatest employee I ever hired.
Won't shut up.
Yeah.
You know, but by day two, they're spinning around in circles, you know, cleaning a mud pile with a toothpick, with a Q-tip.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, we got a problem over here. Like, I always, you see meth heads strung out, and they love to. There's this myth that meth heads like to clean stuff.
Yeah,
bro, you could have a pile of dishes, 6 day old dishes in the sink, trash in the middle of the kitchen. A meth head is going to be over there at the vent on the floor, cleaning it with a Q-tip. It has nothing. They don't like cleaning. They like to focus on hyper.
Hyrol does the same thing to you too, though.
Yeah, hyper focus on little things to work their attention. It has nothing to do with cleaning, because trust me, if they like to clean, I've seen things they could have cleaned that they chose not to.
No, you're 100% right. When you do any kind of methamphetamine, including Adderall into this too, you know, where you hyper-focus. I remember I was taking a bunch when I was studying for the bar exam like 20 years ago, and I spent like an entire day on like one issue of law. I'm like, wait, and then, you know, you're off it the next day. You're like, oh my God, I spent an entire day on one thing that's, you know, gonna be like one question.
Yeah, exactly. You get super laser-focused on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's almost like, I don't mean no offense here when I say this, it's almost like autism.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like people with autism or being on the spectrum get hyper-focused on like whatever that one thing is, and that's what they do. And, I mean, Adderall kind of creates that same thing. Look, we got to take a break. We ran over. Sean, we'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, what's for lunch today, you may be asking? Burgers, Blues, Barbecue, Flowood location. They got breakfast to 10:30 this morning. Chicken and waffles, amongst other things. Get over there, check them out. And, of course, they got the Blue Plate special daily at all three locations, Madison, Flowood, and downtown Brandon. But really, really want you guys to get over and check out the Flowood location. It's brand new. It's right there in Dogwood. It's got, to me, it's got the coolest little bar/patio combo, because it's got the roll-up garage door that can kind of open up, and you can sit on either side. You can sit inside or outside and still be at the bar. Really, really neat setup there. We're going to have a Clay Edwards Show, either breakfast or lunch there one day. Maybe if it's a breakfast, it'll have to be on a Saturday. If it's a lunch, it may still be on a Saturday, too. But anyway, we're going to have a get-together over there at the Flowood location here soon. Today's plate lunch special is Wednesday. Red beans and rice with sausage and or hamburger steak. I tell you what, I love good red beans and rice.
I know, I was about to say, if you don't like red beans and rice, I don't know who you are, right? Like, who hates that? Like, it's so good.
Kind of communist argument.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, even communists like red beans. Even communists got to eat. I mean, they like red beans and rice, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. And, you know, it's one of those meals, I never crave it. It's like fried fish. I like it. I never crave it, but when I eat it, it's like, man, why don't I eat this more often?
Yeah.
Red beans and rice is one of those for me.
I feel like that with chili, you know, like meatloaf. I just never think about chili. Meatloaf is great. Yeah. Martin's had a great meatloaf that one day. I never make meatloaf for myself, but, you know, if I go somewhere.
I don't make ribs for myself either. It's just too easy to go get really, really good ones somewhere. I feel like that about meatloaf. It's really good, easy to go get, well, I've had bad meatloaf, but it's easy to go get good meatloaf somewhere.
Yeah.
You don't have to deal with it. All right. Not meatloaf, though, is Burgers Blues Barbecue, the burger of the day. Guys, I recommend the Smokehouse. It's Applewood, smoked bacon, cheddar cheese, barbecue sauce, and fried onion strings on top. And, of course, you can get it with their hand-battered homemade onion rings or their fresh-cut French fries. Can't go wrong either way. Check them out today, burgersblues.com. Don't forget, multiple food trucks available for your special events, and they can handle catering from 5 to 5,000 people. Burgers Blues Barbecue. All right, Sean, let's run down these few more texts here real quick. Let's see here. Josh says, communists like the red beans and rice anyway. James says, the gun thing is just dumb. How many times have you gotten together with the boys and had some beers and shot some guns? That's fine, but I can't have some weed in the truck and a firearm. It's just stupid.
Yep.
I'm bad ADHD, but when you get off the meds and learn how to control it yourself, it is a superpower, 100%. Mm-hmm. He also says people now don't want to have the discipline to learn to control it. They'd rather let the medication do it for them. Adderall turned me into a zombie when I was younger.
You know, he's not wrong. You probably have this. I had several friends that have been on it over the years, and now, you know, I'm in my 40s, and these are good friends of mine that are in my 20s, and so you see, but I've seen some really negative impacts on them over the course of 20 years with that specific medication. You know, it really kind of messed them up. You've probably seen this before. You ever met a friend?
Social anxiety.
Yeah, social anxiety, or like, if you've been a friend that was like, you know, thin, we're all thin in our early 20s and stuff, but like, it has caused them, like, their metabolism to mess up, and they're like heavy set in their 40s because of the Adderall. I've seen that a lot. Like, and they can't lose weight because initially you think you're taking speeds, so you're not going to eat, you're going to lose weight, but then it messes their metabolism up, they gain all this weight. I've seen that a lot.
Sure. Yep. That takes living a little life. The first, I hate to keep going back to meth here, and I apologize to anybody out there, you know, that may have kids in the car and you have to explain what meth is this morning, but the first guy, a fellow named Paul, I won't say his last name. I don't know if he's alive or dead, but we went to school together. A guy named Paul I went to high school with used to take Adderall. It's the first time I'd ever heard of Adderall.
Yeah.
Was taking it to study. He's also the first person I know that transitioned from Adderall to meth.
Okay.
And so I had that little nugget from like 10th grade in the back of my head.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, once you pick up something young, you start kind of paying attention to it. Or it's like driving the same. It's like when you drive a car, you notice all the other cars down the road like your car.
Sure.
It's like, I never noticed these before, but now, like, FJ Cruisers. I'm sure you notice every FJ Cruiser passes by.
And we all wave at each other because, like, if you have that car.
Like Jeeps.
Yeah.
Just put some rubber duckies on the dash.
Yeah.
All right. Before we go down that rabbit hole. So, it just over the years, I paid attention to this, the Adderall to meth connection.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I'm surprised. Frankly, it may come up more often. I just don't hear it. I don't see the conversation being had in public forums about, you know, a very popular phrase the last few years has been root causes.
Yeah.
Let's get to the root cause of this, the root cause of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the root causes of amphetamine addiction, and we always talk about it being a white drug, meth, it's a white drug. Well, it's because I believe it's white kids, it's access to health care, right? It's like the birth control issue. Like, why are so many white women having fertility issues right now? It's access to health care. It's the birth control starting at such a young age, so on and so forth. I think why meth is a white problem more so than anything is because we start our kids on Adderall at 9, 10 years old.
Yeah.
And eventually, bro, the effect wears off, you know, and they start, instead of, I'm not saying people can't just quit doing Adderall, by the way, but plenty of people just quit.
Sure.
In fairness. But there's those ones that want that next thing, or they're out of Adderall. Here's how it happens, Sean. You're out of Adderall. You can't, you know, you can't find any through your buddy. I took one too many.
And you start buying a bunch of Alpha Brain or something like that.
And you know, you got somebody, I watched this happen with a girl I know. They couldn't find any, she was an Adderall addict. Now, she wasn't prescribed it. She was taking it recreationally.
Yeah.
Couldn't find them, was losing her mind. Her boyfriend was like, well, look, I know where I can get some meth. We'll just, you know, if you'll try that. Did it one time. Well, she didn't do it just one time.
Yeah.
She did it that time, and now she's a prostitute up and down Highway 80.
Really?
And it started, she may have ended up there anyway because of an addictive personality trait.
Yeah.
But it started with Adderall. And that just one time, we can't find any Adderall, here's some meth. To now she's a prostitute up and down, got to banging to Laudens and all that stuff. Just, you know, she's a zombie. She's
right.
Maybe the Lord will save her. She'll get her life, you know, whatever. But it was that one. I hate to say that one decision, but man, I just keep going back to that because I was around when it happened. You know, about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And I saw it happen. I saw what happened to her.
I've seen specific examples, not as extreme, but close with it, you know. Yeah.
So, you know, I just think that, you know, we talk about these root causes of addiction. I think the Adderall to these kids is a root cause of methamphetamine.
I mean, and think about that example that you just gave. So there's this girl, you know, that started on Adderall, which was prescribed by a doctor, or she wasn't.
She was taking it illegally.
But let's assume that it was, okay, which I'm sure a lot of cases like that. And then they get addicted to it, and I've known people that have been prescribed it, and they run out real quick because they take so much of it, you know.
Yeah.
And then they go to the methamphetamine. And then that leads to another addiction, like Dilaudid or whatever you're talking about. And then they're on the street, and then they get busted, and they get arrested, and they enter the criminal justice system when it's something that started from a doctor. And so really, I guess my point is this is like a public health issue that we need to, you know, kind of focus on instead of like the criminal justice aspect of it, I think.
No, I agree 100%. Let's take a break, come back, land the plane for the day. I wish we had started this conversation an hour ago.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with Sean New York Caron, land the plane for the day on The Clay Edwards Show. Welcome back in to The Clay Edwards Show. Hey, guys, you need to get your four-wheelers, ATVs, side-by-sides repaired, serviced, maintenanced, or maybe you're looking for a pre-owned. Hit up Joe McNamee and the guys out there at Southeastern Power Sports, Highway 51 North in Madison, Mississippi. If you head north towards Canton, right past Yandale Road, it's going to be there on your right. Can't miss it. They got you covered from all your basic maintenance to your major repairs, parts, service, customizing. They can do it all. Lift, wheels, tires, stereos, all of it. Southeastern Power Sports. Find them on Facebook. Just type in Southeastern Power Sports. All right, Sean. You know, one other thing real quick. We got less than a minute. Mm-hmm. I said it during the break. Also, you start taking Adderall. You inevitably find yourselves in circles of people because of safety nets that also take Adderall. And I'm just using Adderall as our catch-all here. Other drugs, you know, Xanax, whatever your medication of choice is. All right, you run out a week before your prescription can get refilled. So you hit up your buddy. Hey, let me borrow some. Mm-hmm. And you just got a circle of friends that you're only friends with because they're your Adderall safety net. Well, you know, somebody in that circle of Adderall safety net has dabbled off into a friend that may have some methamphetamines.
Sure.
And then it's like, hey, I'm out, but I got a guy that can get this. And that, my friends, is how you get back to people getting going from Adderall to amphetamines. That's the root cause. Those are the things we need to look at. I'd rather see an assault on Adderall than opioids, personally. But hey, what do I know? Sean, York Caron, great show today. Thank you. Stay safe. See y'all tomorrow. Peace.